as it is New Year season, everybody's setting new goals, everybody's excited about, like, New Year is like a birthday party for everybody. everybody's celebrating, everybody feels that they have a new beginning. And that is very positive and very negative at the same time, because it does not mean that you have some renewed energy every year. It just means that you have maybe it's more psychological and people want to get started with something new. So how do you approach goal setting in your let's say I want to do a side hustle and I want to work on my full-time job. So to ends meet, I have to do these two things, right? So how do I prioritize when I'm stuck in this? So you say I don't have to give up my job. So how do I cut down on my side hustle, or how do I convince myself to go to sleep for at least 2 hours a day?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you that the new year and goal setting is an exciting time and also a bit of a dangerous time, because we can make our year really hard for ourselves if we set really high expectations of all the amazing things we're going to achieve, and then we don't most of the time, and then we just feel like we're terrible people. So that is what I would want to avoid with goal setting. And that was why I got interested in, you know, goal setting science and the psychology, the research behind it, because I thought, how come that, you know, the majority of goal pursuits are never achieved? So what are we doing? And then also, why are we torturing ourselves so much? And I wanted to figure out if there were certain best practices that scientists had found that could help with that. And so first of all, I'd say, well, you know, I have a whole process for goal setting, and I've actually created a course on that, which is free at the moment, so we can talk about that later. But I'd say when I set a goal, I think about the year to come, and I'm very aware that I can't set 5 goals. It's just not realistic. So I like to kind of differentiate between, you know, my 1 or 2 real goals and then play goals that I have on the side. So for example, you know, I might have goals, you know, for my business, and maybe I also have a big personal goal to write more this year or to work out regularly this year, something that is slightly different from my work area in my life. So if you want to set 1 or 2 big goals for the year, I'd say try to make them very different from each other. So a career and a health goal works well, but a career day job goal and the career side hustle goal is usually a bit tricky to achieve, because they literally take all the same energy from you. For most people, you know, their day job requires them to concentrate and have a lot of attention, and their night side hustle also requires them to sit in front of a laptop and have a lot of concentration. And that's just going to be hard, because every time you sit down to work on work or you sit down to work on your side hustle, those things are in direct competition with each other. But if you set a goal that is career related and a health related goal, they still require time, but they feel different, right? A physical goal needs maybe endurance, physical energy for me. It also still needs some willpower and convincing, but probably different than your day job and the sitting down to concentrate type work. So I'd say, you know, there is research behind the fact that the more dissimilar, the more different 2 goals are, the easier it is for our brain to keep both and understand that it can work on both. The closer they are to each other, the more they basically fight each other. So we want to avoid that. But let's say you have your 1 or 2 big goals for the year, which are still can still be a struggle to just have those. What I like to do on the side is to have a bunch of play goals or play areas in my life. So for example, while I'm pursuing certain business and career goals, I also have random fun goals, like, I don't know, getting better at taking care of my plants or learning French or going to a dance class. Those types of things that I'm not as serious about and committed to, they feel more like free time and like fun and play for me. And that way they don't require as much energy from me, because they don't have the seriousness and the rigidity that goals that we kind of officially set can have for us.